it's a national service. All parts of the country now have got a liaison and diversion provision. And within Kent, we have been performing this role since 2015. In its all vulnerability model. And just recently we launched a new way of working, and this is to have presence in all custody suites across the county 7 days a week. And we screen for vulnerable individuals that may be committing their crimes as a result of health or social inequality. And this may be in looking at things like mental health, learning disability, speech and language difficulties, or other health and social vulnerabilities such as housing, substance misuse, welfare, benefits issues, a real variety of needs, even things like acquired brain injury, which actually, as a result of those things, they may be involved in criminal activities, that if we could address those needs, we could look at reducing the offending behaviour that's bringing them through the criminal justice system.
There was a variation of the service beforehand, and now you have this new model that's been introduced here in Kent. Can you just explain how it's different?
Previously, we've always, within KMPT, which is the local mental health trust, we've always had a provision that responded to the mental health needs of people in custody. And When our model was expanded, it then moved to all vulnerabilities and all ages. And so we decided that having mental health nurses in custody wasn't going to necessarily pick up on all the other needs. And we needed to kind of turn the model on its head. And in doing that, we now have practitioners, sort of support practitioners, that are in custody screening everybody that comes through within their working hours to identify not only mental health, but all the other vulnerabilities that people present with. What they then do is, if a mental health need is picked up, or any other need that maybe needs a more full specialist assessment, they would then call in our registered clinicians to come and complete the full assessment, while they can then continue to screen all the other people. And by doing that, we're then meeting the needs and covering all the different areas of need within custody, which means we are picking up on lots more people now. And we can then refer on to our community provision and support those people up to 6 weeks until they are engaged in other community services that could support that need as well. So it really has increased our capacity and increased the number of people and the number of needs that we can now support.
Was there a real need for introducing this new model here in Kent?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the police are also really focusing on vulnerable individuals. And in fact, in today's society, not only the mental health and sort of learning difficulty needs, but actually the complex social systems that we have, that a lot of people find it difficult to navigate through, means that a lot of people either give up at early stages, or they don't know what community services are out there. And as a result, they are disadvantaged, and then criminal activity can increase as a result. And so the police and health and social services all recognise that supporting these individuals and identifying the needs that they have can reduce that criminal justice activity, reduce the people going through the system.